Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're very welcome to the programme. I hope you're all enjoying this bank holiday weekend, although the weather doesn't seem to be able to make up its mind on rain or wind or shine. A little later in the programme today, we're going to be looking at a situation in Kildare where 135 of 170 houses in a new development have been sold to a property investment firm, and those houses are now going to be rented rather than be available for purchase for first-time buyers. Interested to know what you think of that situation, because it's not the only situation of its kind in the country. It is being replicated around the country. We're going to be discussing it in a short while, and you can let us know your thoughts to 51551, or you can tweet us as well at DriveTimeRTE. But first this afternoon, the EU Commission is proposing that member states ease the current restrictions on non-essential travel into the EU to take into account the progress of vaccination campaigns and the improving epidemiological situation worldwide. Now, this proposal would mean that people from non-EU countries who have received at least 14 days before arrival the last recommended dose of a vaccine that has approval within the EU. But for more on this, I'm joined now by Green Party MEP Kieran Cuff, who is also a member of the Parliament's Transport and Tourism Committee. And Kieran, thank you very much for joining us this evening. As I say, this is a proposal from the EU Commission. Can you just, I've gone through some of the details there, but can you talk us through the main aspects of it?
I can. It's based on a communication from the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, today. And while we, in the Parliament last week, approved moving ahead with the green digital certificate for travel within the EU, this is looking ahead to Europe, to the EU from outside. So, from countries.
Sorry,
like
Kieran, your voice is going in and out there. I don't know. Are you holding?
Yeah.
If you could just make
hopefully it's a little bit clearer now.
That's better. Yeah,
the proposal that is in front of us from Ursula von der Leyen today is suggesting that we would have a travel certificate for countries beyond the EU, so that visitors from the United States, for example, might be able to travel to Europe later on in the summer. I think this comes from a real concern from the tourism, hospitality, and indeed the travel industry in Europe, who are really worried about losing two summers to COVID. But also it would have to be based on the scientific and epidemiological evidence that infections are declining. We do know that the vaccination rates are increasing around the world. And if there's a sense that this can be done safely, the idea is that those in possession of a digital certificate would be able to travel to Europe. And that would include non-essential transport. But a crucial element is that if infections rise, then there would be the possibility of an emergency break to stop this kind of travel. So obviously it has to be done carefully. It has to be based on the science. And, you know, in early May 2021, we're still not at this stage. We have to wait until the summer progresses. But this is an attempt by the European Commission to be prepared for travel again in 1 or 2 months' time.
And what is the current situation for people outside of Europe who want to travel into Europe? What are the current restrictions?
Well, my understanding is that only essential travel is allowed. So you can't simply book your ticket to Ireland from Boston and rock up in Shannon tomorrow. From the EU's perspective, though different rules would apply from the US administration. And one of the challenges that we have is that within the United States, there isn't a clear methodology for a digital certificate. So that would be one of the headaches that the EU would have to deal with, having a single source of information for each country. You could imagine trying to deal with 50 different states and different systems in each of those states. And indeed, look, the proposal last week that came through the European Parliament was to have a common methodology around Europe to keep people safe and to allow for recognition of common standards. Mm. Some of the concerns around that were we didn't want Big Brother holding all this data and using it for different kinds of reasons, and we're relatively at ease, we're happy that this issue has been addressed. But I think there is going to be huge pressure this summer to ease restrictions as the levels of COVID infection falls, and they have fallen in countries where the vaccination rates are high. Yeah. The level of infections in the UK are running at a third of what they are in Ireland. And in countries like Israel, they're at one-tenth of the rate here. So,
and yes, Kieran, I think...
coming through from vaccination.
Yeah, you've put your finger on it in terms of the main obvious problem, it seems to me, in terms of trying to, like, it's a nice idea, isn't it, that we would be able to allow people who are vaccinated into the EU from outside of the EU. But the standardisation of what you would expect from different countries seems very difficult from an administration perspective. Do you think it is something, practically speaking, that could be done in time for this summer season?
I think it could, but there will be a lot of headaches along the way. For instance, we're dealing with many different types of vaccine within Europe, not all of which have been approved by the European Centre for by the European Oversight Body. And you can see even the headaches in trying to come up with a map for where infection rates are high has caused huge challenges to the European Centre for Disease Control. And contained within this proposal today is a somewhat controversial idea that we would change the numbers indicating high infection rates, that we would move them up, because most of Europe is still in the red or dark red colour. So I think we have to be really careful. We have to listen to the science. We have to listen to those with expertise. Here in Ireland, we need to clearly listen to NFET and listen to government. So okay. It won't be completely an EU decision. And indeed, Ireland, because it's not in the Schengen area, is not currently included. But we do have the option of joining in with this system. But I think we have to hold firm over the next month in terms of travel. I mean, we can't even travel inter-county at the moment mm-hmm. in Ireland. But it makes sense to prepare for where we might be in the middle of the summer. And one thing we've learned is even as COVID infections rates rose exponentially just over a year ago, they may well decrease exponentially as the vaccine rollout continues.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Green Party MEP Kieran Cuff. We'll take a break.